This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. The United States announced new sanctions against Moscow Wednesday following allegations Russian forces in Ukraine massacred civilians. The announcement comes as NATO discusses sending more heavy weapons to aid Ukrainian forces. Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
Moscow denies responsibility, but the evidence of alleged war crimes is mounting. The White House cited these atrocities as it outlined a new sanctions package Wednesday in coordination with G7 and European allies. They include a full block on two of Russia's largest banks, Sberbank and Alpha Bank, and on major Russian state-owned enterprises, a ban on all new investment in Russia, and on Russia's ability to make debt payments with funds subject to US jurisdiction. The sanctions also target Russian President Vladimir Putin's two daughters and family members of other Russian officials, including Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. US President Joe Biden said Wednesday the sanctions would choke the Russian economy.
Just in 1 year, our sanctions are likely to wipe out the last 15 years of Russia's economic gains.
The raft of Western sanctions came as NATO foreign ministers began a two-day meeting in Brussels Wednesday. Washington this week announced a further $100 million in military aid for Ukraine, including Javelin anti-tank missiles. Meanwhile, the Czech Republic is sending Soviet-era T-72 tanks and infantry vehicles to Ukraine, which Kiev hopes will prompt other NATO members to send heavy weapons. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
This is VOA News. Two advisors to former U.S. President Donald Trump have been held in contempt of Congress. AP correspondent Mike Garcia reports.
The debate was largely partisan and passionate.
And here we are, back on the floor of the House, reliving January 6th.
I remain deeply concerned about what this country looks like if the perpetrators aren't held accountable.
They are now targets of the political witch hunt.
This institution was attacked, and we have to fix that.
But late Wednesday,
on this vote, the yeas are 220. The nays are 203. The resolution is adopted.
The House voted to hold former Trump advisors Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino in contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with subpoenas from the House committee investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol. The near-party line vote will send criminal referrals for Navarro and Scavino to the Justice Department for possible prosecution. Mike Garcia, Washington.
The U.S. Senate is expected to confirm federal Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson as the newest member of the U.S. Supreme Court Thursday. The vote will secure her place as the first black woman on the nation's highest court and give President Joe Biden a bipartisan endorsement for his historic pick. Republican Senators Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, and Mitt Romney have all pledged to support Jackson's nomination, joining all 50 Democrats in the evenly split chamber. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said Wednesday that Jackson's confirmation will be a positive step forward.
It will be a joyous day. Joyous for the Senate, joyous for the Supreme Court, joyous for America. While we still have a long way to go, America tomorrow will take a giant step to becoming a more perfect nation.
In Yemen, President Abdurrabu Mansour Hadi has relieved Vice President Ali Mohsen Al-Hamar from his post and established a Presidential Leadership Council. In a statement issued Thursday, President Hadi said the new council will assume the duties of both the president and his deputy and will run the government's political, military, and security duties during what he says will be a transitional period. Yemen has been plagued by turmoil since 2014 when the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels seized the capital, Sana'a, and ousted the internationally recognized government. A Saudi-led Arab coalition began fighting the rebels several months later. The war has settled into a bloody stalemate that has left tens of thousands of Yemenis dead and triggered the world's worst humanitarian crisis. Saudi Arabia's state-run SBA news agency is reporting the kingdom welcomed President Hadi's decision to transfer power to the new council and that it would arrange $3 billion of support to the war-torn country's economy. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.